Hi, I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to welcome you to the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The topic is dreams and goals. Would you prefer to be asked about your dreams or your goals? Last week, in one of our Wealth Mentor community calls, we discussed this very question. Prior to the meeting, I had the Wealth Mentor participants read a book called The Dream Manager by Matthew Kelly. This book really brings out the connective power of encouraging people to get in touch with their dreams. The point that emerged during the discussion was that most people would prefer to be asked about their dreams rather than goals. The word dreams is softer and has greater resonance for most people. Also, the concept of dreams is less restrictive and more free-flowing. Goals are perceived more as actions and objectives that need to be defined and measured. People often associate the word SMART with goals, being specific, measurable, actionable, realistic and time-based. Kelly also brings out in his book how important dreams are to building your relationship with money, as they are fundamental to who you are. He really emphasises how life and financial decisions are totally integrated. Therefore, getting in touch with your dreams is fundamental to building both your life and wealth. In a nutshell, if you want to open up your client to what they really want in their financial life, then consider firstly asking them about their dreams. The goals can be discussed and worked out later. They will usually come from the dreams. You may find that this is also more fun, which also helps build the trust. No harm could be done by getting your clients to read The Dream Manager. Even if all you do is ask your clients to write down a big list of dreams, then you're off to a great start in discovering who they are and building a great relationship. Imagine the possibilities when you get couples doing this, or what could happen in a family meeting.